Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to episode 9 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes take to the sea and tangle with some talkative crustaceans. Previously.
The flickering lights illuminate what looks like the back legs and the backs of several people walking in two parallel straight lines.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a man sitting on a throne, what would you call that? Because I'd call him a king.
I would also call him a king.
You there, king? What are you doing today? Why are you attacking me in this way? I am an ape. This is my song. Call your men off. This is all wrong. Roll.
God Jowls have asked that I give a sermon on the bus. Tenet 1, in death we are all derelled. Tenet 2, never trust a Jackson. Tenet 3,
he kind of gives you a glance. Also, Joel,
give him a thumbs
right,
up.
All Damos are food.
Damo, like, his eyes go wide.
For a Dracula.
Damo immediately like just turns his head to the Dracula. Next to him, there's an unpleasant as Damo is drained of his blood. He kind of like climbs down, opens the gate, goes inside. You hear like a muffled the gate opens and he pulls out the dead body of the spirit.
No!
Okay, also Joel, your speech is quite convincing. And the swine men, who are all still in a state of shock at the fact that a bus just destroyed their town, they're listening. None of them, like, they don't quite seem to know what to do next, but they're listening. You can probably also notice that the chief, a very large swine man, is just dead in the mud. Like, you got him in the world. So everyone is quite confused. What do you want them to do?
So you need to join our cause and get on the bus.
Look, half of the swine men, it's probably actually more around 20, 10 swine men stand up and they're like, all right. Mm-hmm. And it seems like maybe they're not joining your religion. They're just like old chief, dad.
Yep.
New chief.
Yep. Sick.
Into the bus.
Good.
Run the other 10 over. Two sides.
and then we run the other 10 over.
Oh.
No. Wait. So what? 20 yep. Get on the bus?
You drive over 5. Like, before Douche is like, what? You're like, burp!
Yeah. I look at the other 5.
They're scarpering. Some of them probably left the settlement.
No, that's all right. Leave them.
Yeah, all right.
They just run
20
off
got on
the
bus, right?
10.
10 got on the bus.
5 on either side of the bus?
Nah, let's go 7 and 3. 7 Steves, 3 Damos.
All right. You just anoint 3 of the swine men as Damo. Dracula licks his lips. And then you anoint the other 7 as Steve's. Steve, who is now the spiritual advisor, becomes real nervous. He's like, I don't like the way your name can just change. Any second you can be deemed a Steve, a Damo, spiritual advisor.
Sorry, spiritual advisor. It's a chain.
Right.
And look, sure. You've got the holy tennis shoes.
You're the last into heaven.
He sort of, you know, touches the tennis shoes with his hands.
I bless them.
Okay. You don't know if he, like, thinks you're a god or what's going on.
At least we're Satan, at the very least.
He's like, when will this hell ride end? Radio. Your food source is stocked up and your followers stocked up. You arrive back at Filthport. The moment you arrive back, there's a sort of similar situation to before when you arrived back the first time. You can see a couple of the vehicles, Styx and Schmitty, they've got their vehicles at the entrance to Filthport and they're aiming their weapons at you. You know you could probably drive past because your bus is, it's a bus, but you can still stop if you want.
Yeah, we stop.
Stick your head up.
G'day.
Fellas.
It's all good.
Who are these? I thought you were going to Battle Zone 66.
Yeah, we
send you off to Battle Zone 66. Mark Mouth like sticks his head out. Shut the fuck up, Styx. Just let us fucking in.
Fuck, I love Mark Mouth.
You always got so many fucking questions. You know these guys. They haven't fucking changed. Just let them in. Styx, he's like sheepishly hangs his head and waves you through.
Good.
You're right back in Filthport. What's your next plan? You want to take a boat to Dinosaur City is probably the way that Johnny, who just sat there through all this.
Our boss.
Johnny seems like he's seen some shit, though. His raptor face has quite a few scars across it. Maybe even one of his eyes is missing. He's seen some shit.
Can we convert our bus into our makeshift boat?
Let's see.
We're going to need to collect some wood.
That is not going to be... Yes, because a bus will sink.
I know.
Or is there a barge that we can park our bus?
There's a couple of boats there already, but they are probably not big enough to fit your entire crew.
That's all right, because I want to get Mickey on board.
Okay.
So what boat can fit our bus?
It's probably not a boat that'll fit your bus.
All right, can we retrofit?
Okay, I'll say you spend a couple of days there, so I'll let you make some rolls and trying to figure out how to get Mickey on the bus.
Boat,
sorry. Dusha, you got no idea.
I'm an ape.
You're like, I'm an ape, and apparently my time, like, my ape body has just gotten rid of any mechanical part of my brain. You, though, also, Joel, you're like, I reckon if you just take the front, or even just the engine and, like, the voice box, you might be able to just retrofit them into a boat and just have Mickey's voice box there. Or even if you spend some more time here, you might be able to just put Mickey in, like, a radio almost to just have.
Look, Mickey.
Yes?
We'll be back.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Mickey's like,
yes.
That means I'm just gonna stay here. You realize? Like, he's in. I can't move of my own volition.
Yeah.
Mickey, do you have a better idea? Wait, you're a computer.
I'm a car.
How can we turn you into a boat?
I don't think that's possible. Or ape Joe. Poor Mickey seems like the only one who didn't adjust.
Look.
Fine, no, leave me. That doesn't sound like actual hell.
Look, Mickey.
We're trying to... Look, Mickey.
You know, I just don't want to risk taking out the engine and your voice box and putting you in a boat, then we're going to do it again when we get back. It's just...
No, of course, I understand.
Like, it's a bit difficult.
You don't sound like you understand.
It's fine. Just go.
Anyway, what happened to our black teenage daughter?
She became a scooter. The same accident that turned me into... A car turned her into a little moped.
Where is she now?
Lost.
Motivation.
What was this?
This was just after the cataclysm, after it all went down.
I can see why we've become such creatures.
I'm an ape.
It's tough when your daughter is a moped.
And your father is an ape.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not your father. Like, well, you know, No.
Our black teenage daughter.
No, but also, no, like, my father was... Actual father was an ape, and bit father was a scientist.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Those are your parents, an ape and a scientist. Mm. Actually, two apes and a scientist. That's just in the creation of you. The
three dads.
Your three dads. Mickey's like, yeah, it was a whole thing.
All right. Thanks, Mickey, for that reminder. All right, well, you stay here. We're going to go and how many swine men have we lost? Have we been here for 3 days, you said?
Yeah, so you've lost your demos.
So we've lost one demo.
We've lost one.
Oh, that's true. It's every 2 days. Yeah, you've lost one demo.
Plus, we got the spiritual advisor, which he just ate. So
yeah, he's probably fine. Actually not have lost any demos.
Sick.
Three demos, seven Steves, Mark Mouth, Johnny, and Dracula.
I am going to just have
hell
a bit
of a team.
It's going to be like Joel on Joel time. You'd be like, is Dracula really a good idea?
Yes.
Okay. That's all it took.
Can kill people real good.
Yeah, but we can do that real good.
But I don't want that on my conscience.
I look at the Steve soon to be demos.
They're all kind of milling around. Like,
I look back at you.
They seem like they don't know what they're really doing.
Swine men don't count. No, they do count. I'm sorry. I don't know what's happened to me recently. You're right. Dracula needs to go.
Is Dracula's like just like the closest thing you have to a like a bar, which is more like just like a chat.
Daytime outside?
Yeah, that's why he's inside.
Yeah. We just break the news to him and be like, we're just going to go through a swine man. And what happens when we go through a little swine man?
No, we're just going to sail in the day. There's no cover on the boat. You should...
Of all the... there's three boats. There's one that can take four of you. It's quite fast.
Mm-hmm.
One that can take six of you and is probably like a nice medium one. And then there's one that can take eight of you, but yeah. That's quite slow.
Yeah, look.
Take you a while.
And like if we're taking a while, we just don't have room for him. And then it's like, yeah. He's going to get hungry.
Mm.
Let's just break it to him. Like, look, we're going to take the one with eight and it's real slow and there's no roof. And it's going to get sunny. Goodbye. I'm really sorry. We thought we could take the bus on a boat.
We're going to break up with Dracula.
Okay, you enter the bar, and Dracula's just sort of sitting there with some swine men. Maybe he's got some arms around them. Like, he's pretty jovial.
He's like, have you met my friend Steve's?
The swine men look real scared. Looks like somewhere in the back of their primal pig brain, they know that a Dracula and swine men are natural enemies. Dracula's like, Joles, are we about to set sail?
Look, Dracula, it's not you. It's the boat. We've only got one big boat to fit us all in, and it's real slow, and there's no cover, and it's going to be daylight.
Of course.
Really, we'll come back and get you when we get back.
If you want, like, look, just you can either hang here, or if you want, you can go to the Vampire Kingdom, and look, we've got at least seven Steves that can carry you. They can be your new whites.
Look, I'm sad, I'm not going to lie, but...
Me too, Drax.
I understand.
We just don't
bring
want
it
you,
in.
We just don't want you to get hurt.
He gives you a big old hug.
That's good.
You boys have been good to me. All right. He just starts attacking the swine.
Like, there's this, like, flurry. He's like, all right. And then just chaos. Eventually, like, out of the almost, like, fucking Andy Cap comic strip style ball of legs and arms, six swine men are... blank-faced whites. He's like, my throne's outside. Follow me, pigs. They exit.
Was that six Steves we just lost?
Yep.
No. Deimos.
The Deimos ones.
Well, are they dead? Darryls.
They're undead.
They're undead.
Undarryls.
Undarryl.
Should I be writing that down?
In undeath, you become an undarryl.
What happened to my pen?
What's over there?
All Draculas are Jacksons. Can't be trusted.
Is that a town?
No.
All
in undeath.
In undeath,
you become Undarryl.
Undeath, you become Undarryl for sure.
Yeah. I'm like going to tell Dracula that's real good. Remember, he's in Undarryls.
Undarryls.
I'm like, you know, tap like, my nose and point it at him.
Yep,
good. Thumbs
whatever
up.
Whatever. Sure.
Undarryls, let's go.
Let's head off.
All right, let's take the. Small boat.
Right, yep. The smaller boat?
Yeah.
Four people, fast. Six people, or eight people?
Four people.
Six. Muck
me, you, Muckmouth.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Johnny, and Spiritual Advisor. Six.
Right, yep.
And we'll take one Steve. The and remaining Steve.
The
and
final Steve. Yes.
Can we call him the final Steve?
Right, yeah. Let me just rub out every other swine man you have. The final
Steve.
Muckmouth and Johnny.
And Spiritual Advisor.
Oh, yeah. Johnny. S.A. He was the
King S.A.
He was the spiritual leader before, but now he's a spiritual advisor. It's good.
No, he was spiritual. No, it was spiritual advisor, then spiritual leader, then spiritual advisor. We fucked up.
He went down a step.
No, King Spiritual Advisor, though, remember?
True. Yeah, I've got KSA. It's fine.
Good, because I want my plus three every time I talk to him.
Radio. So you get on the boat.
Do we tell Steve that his new name is the final Steve?
Do you let him know?
Yes.
No, but not in a threatening way.
Why am I called the final Steve?
You're the last Steve.
I'm so Dracula got all the other ones. Is that why?
They are now... No, Dracula got the Undarryls.
In death, you become Daryl. In undeath, you become Undarryl.
Seems like the final Steve's a real idiot. Like, swine men are dumb, but final Steve seems like fucking...
What? None of them were Daryl. They were Steve.
No, but in death, you become Daryl. And in undeath, you become Undarryl.
What is undeath? I know about dying. If I undie, I'm alive.
Nah, again. Like, you saw the white? You know, they were whites.
No, nah, he didn't see them. He wasn't on the bus at that point.
He doesn't seem, like, scared. Just fucking puzzled.
Don't worry, Final Steve. It's all
you
right.
You're a blessed man. A all blessed right. swine man.
Yeah?
And you'll okay. be the second lost into heaven.
Did you put the tennis shoes on him?
No, tennis shoes are still on the spiritual advisor.
Oh, that's right. He's with you. That's right. King's you got a lot of swine advisor. Men to keep track of.
No, we've only got two. The
if
rest
we have,
are
if we can find any, like, sneakers
Radio.
Or some dress shoes.
There's probably some shoes at the
even a pair of thongs.
Radio.
Yeah.
You just wrap them around his neck.
Get a bit of string, twine, wrap cool. around his neck. Final Steve.
Radio, you, with your ragtag team of wasteland misfits.
I'm sad we didn't keep Dracula, but he was an asshole.
I just was thinking ahead numbers-wise.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You set out from the port. From Filthport. And Johnny kind of, he stands up at the bow of the boat, which is sort of like a very small, probably fishing vessel that Mark Mouth would have used to collect food for the little civilization. And there's a small cabin, a sort of storage area underneath in the bow, and your deck. That's kind of the situation you've got going on here. There's a lot of netting covering the boat and a collection of small crustacean traps on the back. Ready? Let's roll for Zamet. I'm assuming you're driving the boat?
Yep.
Or I guess
I'm an ape.
Oh, well, I only have four-wheel vehicles.
Yeah, so this is not a four. Sure. This is a no-wheeled vehicle. Yeah.
Although I have -2 for sea life, so if we run into anything.
Radio, you set out. Now, you're sailing for about maybe an hour, just out to sea. Eventually, the little port town of Filthport becomes like a... disappears in the distance. And you start to hear... really quietly, a couple of voices coming from somewhere on the boat. And they're going, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
Namers.
You search on the boat?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, someone search. I'm driving.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'll search the boat.
That's okay. Ape Joel, you search for a while, and it's not hard to find. One of the crustacean traps is quite full of lobsters. They all have a little face on them. It reminds you of the crabs from back in Dinosaur Park. The faces are sort of staring up, and they're all going, all right, all right, all right, all right.
Also, Joel.
Yeah?
I found something. Do you hear that?
All right, all right. All right, all right.
Think back 20 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right.
All right.
All right, all right.
Remember those crabs?
All right.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
There's some lobsters, and they look the fucking same.
All right.
Cook them up.
All right. All right.
All right.
If you grab one, it's like, all right. All right.
Do we have cooking stuff?
Not really on the ship.
You've got a hover pad.
You've got a hover pad you could put the lobster on.
Just hovering there.
All right. All right. All right.
Is that better, lobster?
All right.
No, fuck that. Can I cook it with the underside of the hover pad? Is it hot?
You like, get the hover pad, flip it around, and using the, like, it's pushing into your hand. You grab the lobster with the other hand and just push it into the, it's like, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. It gets very hot. It doesn't, it dies from the heat, but it doesn't really cook. It just, like, gets real hot.
Then I guess if I let go of it, it's just going to shoot up into the air, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I'm probably going to do that because it's going to get hot on my ape paw.
You throw the lobster into the sea. All right, there's about four other lobsters.
Wow.
Right. We need to cook them somehow.
Ah, we're fine. We've got some rations, I believe.
Yeah, look, you would have taken some food from Filthport.
We can cook them. All
right, pull them onto the ship and I stomp on them because I'm sick of this all right.
Okay. You stomp on all the lobsters. All right. All right.
You could have just put them back in the ocean.
You're going to cook them.
Okay, as...
I'm an ape. I'm
you,
hungry.
Like, bring up your big
old... I'm an ape. I can eat raw... I'm seafood neutral, though. You're seafood positive. No.
Oh, hang on.
You're good seafood or whatever.
Dushy, you get negatives to sea life. Oh, no.
Charisma, not punches.
Oh, that's true. You get nothing for punches. Oh, that would have been funny, though. You got a 2. That would have been like a failure to stomp him.
All right.
Well, you still got a 2 in punching it. What are your bonuses? Like +4 for punching, so that's
foot through
6.
The...
+1.
7.
knuckle dusters. Yep. And then, like, I'm an ape, which also apparently gives... Oh, no, that's punching apes.
Yeah. It's only punching apes and yourself. You bring your foot up and you try and slam it down on this lobster, but it just crawls away. Like, it's on the deck still, but it's escaping your feet.
That's all right. I'll grapple it, I guess, next.
Grapple in the lobster?
Another.
Yeah, look, you managed to grab the lobster with your hand, your big old gorilla hand. And as you're holding it...
Smack it on the ground a bit.
Okay, you just killing it?
I just want to... Yeah, because I want to eat it.
No, fair. That's fine. Just as you're about to bring it down and you still kill it, it's like, oh no. It dies. It just dies when you slam it on the ground like an ape.
Good.
As it's like, oh no, this strange mist starts to kind of like roll in over the boat.
Mm.
As this journey goes on, I feel like I'm going to give in more and more to my ape tendencies.
Till you just like can't talk anymore?
No. I'm going to keep on talking. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. This kind of strange green mist rolls around your ship. The dead lobster is just, it's in your hand. You're just eating him?
Yep.
Just crack him open.
With your gross ape lips. Radio. I'll roll for the two.
It's got douche lips.
No, I've got douche face.
Douche like an ape's version.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
but correct. With a beard and completely bald.
Mm. Also, Joel, you see when the mist rolls in and it kind of stays with you for a while, and Johnny seems to still be able to detect the right direction to go to get to Dinosaur City. But as the mist rolls in, you kind of occasionally hear just beyond the mist, right, which is quite thick around your boat, the creaking of what sounds like a larger ship. Very close to you, but clearly not having noticed you. They're kind of like as you sail on.
Just steer around it.
Right, yeah. You kind of don't ever come across it ever, and you try and sail around it, you never hit it.
That's good.
But the whole journey,
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
Every now and then, in this mist, you just hear an occasional, and maybe even a very distant.
Johnny, the fuck is this?
Who are you asking?
Johnny.
And he's like, "Hey, these are just the problems of the sea. Yeah, look, you just got to deal with them. All right, wise guy."
I'm gonna ask Muckmouth. Muckmouth, you got no time for shit. What's this?
She's like, "I don't fucking know. We never went out this far." You go in, you get the lobsters, they say, all right. You bring them fucking back in. That's all right.
Oh, no.
They say, oh, no, when they're going to fucking die. That's just... That lobsters, mate. That's lobsters. Eventually, you exit the mist. And ahead of you, you can see this island. And in the center of the island, you see this bustling-looking city. This very prosperous-looking just city popping out of the middle of this island, which the sort of... landscape of the island is like quite jungle-like and sort of forested, but in the center is this very large, bustling city. In fact, you can kind of see a docks from where you are, where you might want to pull up.
This dinosaur city?
Johnny's like, yeah, that is. Okay, you got to hide me, right?
Yeah, right.
They ain't too fond of me, yeah?
Yep.
But yeah, Johnny goes below deck, hides in the dock.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Darn easy.
Yeah. He's like, but you got to get me into the grid when the time comes. I'll stay down here while you're here.
Yep.
Yeah, but you got to get me into the grid
gotta
when the time comes.
Got to get a dinosaur. Gotcha. That's why we're here. I remember.
Yeah, good.
Hey, look, we had some Dracula times.
I now remember. Yep.
But yeah, you pull up at the docks, right? Mm-hmm. And you are like this quite small boat amidst a lot of large sailing vessels. This seems like a very prosperous, like very well-run, kind of almost a utopia of a city. This raptor wearing a vest with like a kind of newsboy cap kind of like leans over the edge of the docks when you arrive and is like, hey, there's some fucking mammals here. Bring them in, yeah? You see a lot of, nothing threatening, but a lot of these other dinosaurs, they all arrive, a lot of raptors, you know, a couple of other sort of like little reptilian lads, and they extend you a rope to bring you on up.
Oh, sick. Thanks, mate. Climb on up.
There's quite a few raptors there. You can see that this dock is quite, you know, again, it's bustling. There's a lot of people pulling in cargo from some of the ships. Everybody's dressed in that same kind of like vests and nice suits. Everyone's looking all right.
Oh, sick. You guys mind if a couple of our mates stay with the boat?
Hey, that's fine. We don't mind at all. You're a mammal though, yeah?
Yeah.
Far out. Tell you what, that's crazy. You know who'd love to see this? You know who'd love to see this? The mayor.
The king?
He's a mayor. Ain't that right, boys? This raptor kind of like gestures to his mates. They're like, the mayor would love this guy. We got to take you to the mayor. How does that sound?
Ah, sounds good. All right, so, Steve? Final Steve?
Steve.
You stay in the boat, all right?
Yeah. The raptors look over. It seems like they've never seen it. What the fuck is that?
This is the final Steve, and this is King's spiritual advisor. These are swine men.
More fucking mammals. Mark Mouth is like, this is fucked. This was so fucking close to us. How do we never fucking encounter these guys? She clambers up behind you.
Just drive through the mist, real.
The journey was about, it was, you know, like 4 days or something to get here, but still.
Real close.
The raptors, pretty much they gesture for you to like follow them.
Yep.
Audio, which I'm assuming you do.
Yeah, of course.
They're like mammals. They've got two humans, an ape-looking human.
No,
a human-looking ape.
Yeah, there we go.
Swine men. They kind of like lead you, and as they're leading you to like away from the docks towards a street, they're like, you fellas ain't looking too sharp, you know? You gotta see the mayor, you gotta look a little bit less dirty.
Okay.
You know, we got some clothes for you. You know, I reckon I got a couple suits we could chuck you in.
Maybe
a dress for the dame.
Yep. Do you have one to get like fit this big boy?
Yeah, look, hey, we come in all shapes and sizes.
All right, get you formal. Occasions.
One of the lads just heads off. One of the raptor lads.
I don't like this.
Comes back and brings you, like, they take you on one of their boats. Mm. And on one of the boats, they give you some clothes. Some nice, quite 1930s looking, suits good. To chuck you in. And a nice red dress for Muckmouth. Mm. Muckmouth, she's like, this is fucking stupid. But she chucks it on.
I'm sick. Look at...
they find, like, it doesn't fit perfectly because it's designed for, like, a large dinosaur of some variety. There's not much one-to-one between gorillas and dinosaurs, but it fits well enough.
I'm going to have a bit of a Joel talk. Be like, look, mate, if it's worst comes to worst, just pop a couple of... and then just into the mare.
Yeah, no, that was the plan.
Like, yeah, but, like, all right, so plan is we need a dinosaur. So, like... maybe we get like a criminal dinosaur?
No, fuck that. Get the mayor.
Why don't it be easier?
No. Listen.
Okay.
Here's my plan.
Yeah.
And this is just a little change room chat.
Yeah. I assume you're getting into your clothes as you're having this conversation.
I get the mayor. I then order us to be taken to a boat because Ape Joel is unwell because I'm cooked as shit. We get onto a big fancy boat.
Yeah.
Everyone on board. Yeah. We fuck off without Johnny because... he seems like he's going to be a hassle.
What's happened to you, man? Why are you disabling all these kingdoms?
No, Johnny. Oh, no, taking the mayor.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Johnny. I was like,
not just as well.
He seems
odd, but like,
no, because
he got the mayor. Like, remember the swine man? I mean, and plus the other swine man chief we just knocked over.
Yeah, that was.
Do we have a problem with like authority?
Look, I'm just real good at kings.
Yeah.
Nah, because I figure, like, we take the mayor,
yeah.
He order us onto the boat. I am still the mayor at that point.
Yeah. Just
come onto the boat with us.
Yeah.
Stay in his body for a while. Get to the grid. Hand myself over.
There's whatever. On the door. Are you fellas ready?
Almost. Yes. We're just putting some clothes on. It's fine. Just give me
I'm putting a tie on top of my other tie.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hard to get a suit over a helmet.
I'm like, I mean, it's not a bad idea. Just we could just always grab like a criminal.
Yeah, but then I got to possess a criminal. And
not just possess him. The mayor could just give us one.
Eventually, there's like the conversation carries on. There's another knock on the door. Really gotta get going.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, yeah, we're good. We're coming out.
Like if he doesn't, then that plan. But
yeah, okay, sounds good.
The two raptors, they introduce themselves, you know. Hey, I'm David. This is Clyde. How you doing?
Nice to meet you. G'day.
I ain't never seen the mammal before. I heard tell, you know, you live across the sea. It's real exciting for me. The mayor, you know, he's a mammal too, so...
He's a mammal, huh?
Well, you know, he's one of us, but he's still a mammal. But, you know, I feel like you get along well.
All right.
You know, anyway, you know, follow us. Cool. If you'd like to, we're going to drive over there. He takes you to, like, a real nice car.
Cool. I'm like, plans are changed, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
You hop in the back of the car. It's just you two and Muckmouth, yeah? And Johnny.
No, Johnny
stayed in the boat. Just you two and Muckmouth?
And King Spiritual Advisor.
And King Spiritual Advisor.
No, he's also...
I thought you left the swine man on the bus.
Just one swine man.
Oh, okay, cool. King Spiritual Advisor as well.
He's there detailing our lives.
I mean, yeah. You drive through the city. You drive through the busy city streets of Dinosaur City. You see shops. You see, like, parents with children. You see parks. You see large buildings. Lots of cars. You're in traffic for a bit. And eventually, you arrive at the entrance of a very large building, almost a skyscraper, you know, but not the kind of modern skyscraper, like a 1930s skyscraper. The raptors open it up, and they open the doors to let you out, and they lead you up the stairs to the entrance. You walk in through the big double doors. There's a large quad, like a four-legged, almost like a brontosaurus, but sort of little at behind a desk. He's like, hi, you here to see the mayor? One of the raptors is like, yeah, look, we got some mammals for him. You know, we like seeing, you know, curiosities. Maybe we bring them up to him. The Diplodocus or the brontosaurus behind the desk, whatever, long neck. I'll use a fucking land before time terminology for these dinosaurs. He's like, I'll buzz you up. You all enter an elevator together. All the while, you're just waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, just like, the fuck is it?
Where are you? You'll let up the elevator. You go up the elevator with these two raptors, with Clyde and David.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, with a ding, the doors open, and you're in a very high, one of the top levels of this building. There's a person at the desk, a dinosaur at the desk, another long neck, and they're like, come on through, he's waiting for you. You enter into this large, very elegant, very prestigious looking office, and behind a desk is this bipedal mammoth man. He's standing looking out the window at the bustling dinosaur city, and the moment you enter, the raptors are like, Mr. Mayor. The mammoth turns around, we got some mammals for you from across the sea. The mayor, like, slams his big elephant feet together. He's like, oh, excellent. That's great news. Great news. Bring them in. Take a seat, fellas. Take a seat. The raptor's leaving. Yeah, four of you can take a seat. So, mammals from across the sea. I'll never. That's amazing. What you doing here in Dinosaur City?
Well, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
What do you know about a dinosaur man called Johnny?
Man shrugs. I don't know anything about it. I know.
Like he's got a battle scar, missing an eye.
I could get someone to look into it for you, if that's what you'd like.
Like, I'm just getting some information.
The man doesn't seem like he knows anything.
Okay.
Are you here to get him?
No,
he's tracking him down, that kind of
thing? Yeah, maybe he's following up some leads. Just following up some leads.
We heard some bad things coming from Battlezone 66 about him.
Yeah.
Does the man. Never heard of such a place.
Yeah. And I'm also just wondering, like, do you guys have, like, a criminal system?
Yeah. Well, hey, we got criminals just like the rest of the world, you know?
Do you have a death row?
Yeah.
Like,
why are you asking all this? What are you? Because we're for? After your cops.
Look, we're a detective agency,
and
we're after this Johnny fellow. I'm wondering if some of these criminals, maybe know this Johnny, and we're kind of after maybe a couple of maybe just help to help you out, maybe take some of these criminals away from clogging up your prison
so
cells.
You're looking to take some criminals to do what with? Just half?
Yes.
Okay, look, I ain't here to question you. You need criminals?
Also, what we're doing in the human city is all about, look, prison, we need a way to make money. And a good way to make money is, you guys come to us and you're like, oh my God, I've never seen a mammal before.
Yeah.
And we have that, but with dinosaur men. So I was asked by the warden to come up with some harebrained ideas. Mm. And my idea is to get some of the dinosaur criminals, put them into our prison system, and then charge admission to come and see them.
How will the mayor take also Joel's idea? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.